It's Friday.
How do we know that the sheep don't swear themselves? Who says that they're so pure?
Time for the perfume sting roller, the political comment.
As my mum says, good riddance to bad rubbish.
Grace Collier.
16 minutes to news time. Grace Collier, hi there.
Well, hello.
I can't believe we are at a point with the current government, which was described so adequately by Malcolm Turnbull in September last year, where we had no leadership on the economy. They couldn't seem to make any decisions on tax or spending cuts, and there was no confidence for business. Isn't that exactly the place we find ourselves right now?
Yes. Yeah. I was just saying to some friends yesterday, I said, you know, being in government, really, the way we are, the way Australians are, we just don't put up with stuff for too long. So being in government really is, if you're going to be the Prime Minister, it's really, you've got to burst into the joint like a ninja.
Yes.
You don't walk in like a cat and stroke yourself and lean up against the wall and stretch and preen and purr and lick your paws, wipe your whiskers back. That's sort of what's happening at the moment.
It is. That's so, what a wonderful analogy. That's exactly right. Listen, I saw you on Q&A on Monday night. What did you think about the overall experience?
Do you know what? They had been asking me to come on for quite a while, and I'd been saying, no, no, no. Actually, if you want to know the truth, the first time they ever rang me, I said, oh, look, I'd love to come, but I don't think I'd get through the metal detector because I'd have to bring, you know, something with me. But they've been trying for a while, and I had been saying, well, why should I come on? You have, you know, what, like, you have an audience that trolls people,
yeah.
And I'm not interested in being abused for the next week.
That's right.
And you know, that sort of stuff. But, look, they have made a real, real effort. They came to Melbourne. They talked about topics other than the usual. And so, I honestly think that they've turned over a new leaf. They're really, really making an effort.
Okay,
so,
this is interesting.
Yeah.
I want to play a few little bits and pieces for people who may have missed it. This is on the topic of entitlements. Let me just play for you what you had to say, which got some rousing applause.
There is massive government waste. Everywhere you look, there is fat to be cut. We have so much fat, we could start our own obesity clinic. I mean, it is just... there's so much government waste and nobody wants to talk about spending, but I think what we would like to see is politicians leading from the front. Now, I used to work in cost cutting and we used to handle distressed businesses that were on the verge of bankruptcy. And the first thing that management would do would stand up and say, we're taking a 10% cut to our salaries and everybody else has to take a cut too. So you have to lead by example. So what I'd like to see is the politicians taking a massive cut on their own entitlements, not doing any more of these silly overseas tours, which we all know are just a rort, and leading by example. They can tighten their belts, they can give away some of their conditions, and then they can ask the rest of us to do so with a little bit of moral authority.
Yeah, and you got a great deal of applause with that, because that's what's required. It's about going through program after program and cutting that, showing some leadership and cutting your own greedy entitlements, and stop talking about the simple process of bunging another tax on us and increasing the GST.
And one of the problems the politicians have is that what they privately call the receiver class are now half of the community. So half of Australian households pay no net tax,
yeah.
And the other half do. So half of us are putting in, and so the half that are putting in are concerned about government waste and government spending. The half that aren't putting in, well, they're probably not so concerned.
No.
Now, that's not to say that they're all not. Like, you might be on the pension and you might still be concerned about government waste because you might have worked hard all your life and paid taxes all your life, so you are concerned. But I'm just talking, like, generally speaking, you know, a lot of these households where they've never paid tax in their life, they don't pay tax their whole life, they've just you know, get more back than they put in, why would they be concerned about government waste? They wouldn't be.
No.
So it's an abstract concept. For the government to save money, it's an abstract concept because they don't sit down and write out a tax check or pay it on FPOS, or they don't see it coming out of their wages, or they do see it coming out of their wages, but they get so much back in family tax benefit A and B and school kids bonus and all of this other stuff that it actually is more than what they put in. So this is a real problem, Chris. We've become an entitlement society. Now, we cannot, obviously we have to support the people who can't support themselves, but the balance is wrong. We can't be 50-50.
The balance is totally
70-30
twisted.
Or something.
Yep.
It needs to be 80-20 or 70-30. You can't have half the community not making a contribution.
Yeah, very, very true.
Yeah,
very true. I've got to go to a quick break. We'll come back in a second and we'll find out who your clown of the week is. We're 7 minutes away from news. I can tell you New Zealand all out for 183 after the 10th wicket went down. Usman Khawaja has caught an absolute cracker on the boundary. 4 wickets to Josh Hazlewood as well. But 183, first innings, first test against New Zealand. Australia has done very, very well. Now, interesting, Grace Collier, this woman by the name of Wendy Ann Kennedy, she's complaining that a payment of $847,000 made to the CFMEU didn't come from her at all. What happened here?
Oh, they've wrongly attributed to her in the books. But look, I think this is what happens when you've just got so much cash and you've got to legitimise it and find somewhere to put it.
You're making too much money as a union, you see.
Yes. Yes, well, you're collecting so much. Look, you're collecting so much off industry in cash, off builders and whatnot. I mean, you've got to have somewhere to put it. Yeah. Can't keep it all in the safe.
You can spend it on KISS tickets.
You can, yes.
Strippers.
So, I think they've stuffed up there. Yeah, I think if you had a good look at the accounts, you might find a few more mistakes like that.
I'm sure you would.
Between you and me.
Yeah, clown of the week.
Clown of the week goes to your premier, Mike Baird.
Mike Baird.
Hmm.
Why?
The lockout laws fiasco.
Yeah. Now we've got a review into all of this. I thought they were going quite well, but now we've got a review into it. What are your thoughts on Mike Baird's approach to it all?
Well, look, I just think that it's silly. It's wrong. And I'm very, very sorry that there's, you know, people lose their lives on the street, but people lose their lives on the road and so on and so forth. If you know, Sydney's an international city. You can't be shut down at 10 p.m. and not be able to get a drink unless you're in the casino. It's absurd.
Mm.
I come to Sydney. I can't get a drink. It's hopeless. It's gone too far, Chris. You
reckon?
Yes.
Oh, I've got to disagree. I've really got to disagree. I reckon we've seen a 40% reduction in violent assaults, and that's got to be a good thing. And not only that, you can get a drink in Sydney. You just can't start ordering drinks at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But you can't get a glass of wine by the glass after 10 p.m.
We need to talk about this at another time when we've got some space. All right?
Look, I don't know what's happened. I said it's just, you know, you guys are in danger. You look like you're being taken over by the wowsers. That's all.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to see. This would never happen in Melbourne. The organised crime bosses would never allow it.
Boom, boom. Have a fantastic weekend. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chris.
The organised crime bosses would never allow it. Now we know who runs Melbourne and Victoria. Grace Collier.